927 4CC and on iHeart Radio. You can download the app. Morning to Mayor Matt Burnett. Hello, Matty.
Good morning, Hammo. Good morning, Central Queensland.
Gee, a bit on at the moment, mate. Ride for Lives Day coming up on Sunday.
That's right. Yeah, well, obviously it's Are You OK Day today, and this is very timely. The team at Ride for Lives are putting on lots of events over the next week and over the month. But obviously their family fun day is on at the Botanic Gardens Sunday the 11th of September. It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and, you know, everything will be there. Obviously the car show and lots of things for the family to do. So certainly check it out their Facebook and find out more about that for Sunday. Sunday the 11th of September. And, you know, as I said, it's Are You OK Day today, and those guys do an amazing job of raising awareness and making sure that suicide prevention is something that we're all thinking about.
Mm. Now, Are You OK Day today. Tomorrow's Bravehearts Day, mate, for child protection too. And I know that with that, all donations made is going to be doubled thanks to Superannuation Advice Australia and Buys Bees Early Learning. So braveheartsday.com.au if anybody wants to donate.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Hmm. Mate, a couple of other things happening. I know the PopCon is happening on Saturday. Now, which cape are you wearing?
No, that was a couple of years ago. They wanted me to be, I think it was Mattman, not Batman, but no.
Mattman.
It's certainly going to be a huge event. It's Central Queensland's only free pop cultural event. It's at the Entertainment Convention Centre. I think it's 11 to 5 on Saturday. So, yeah, you've got the Sons of Obi-Wan. They'll be showing, doing the lifesaver courses and stuff like that. There's lots of fun prizes and everything. It's not just for the kids, for the whole family. So it's certainly worth getting down.
Mate, I've got to tell you this story. On Sunday for Father's Day, I was down at East Shores, and there was a dad pushing a pram, and there was the child had a bib on the front of it and said, "This stupid person behind me put my cape on backwards."
Very funny.
How good's that? It was pretty cool. Mate, there's a couple of celebrations as well. VMR are celebrating their 50th anniversary on Saturday.
Yes, well, the team at VMR, we know the good work they do throughout the year, but of course, from a community event point of view, they also look after us at the Brisbane to Gladstone Yacht Race, so we can go out and welcome all the yachts in. But yeah, it's 50 years for the VMR. That's going to be a big day and a busy day. No doubt there's been some people have donated their lives to that organisation.
Definitely, yeah.
Certainly, if you've got some time, get down and say good day. And if you're an old member of the VMR, or even if you're just a new member of the VMR, get down and say good day and support them on their 50th anniversary.
It's a big family day. And QAL is celebrating their 55th birthday at the end of this month.
Yeah, at Gladstone South State School, my old primary school, and obviously probably the closest primary school to QAL, and that's 10 to 2 on the 25th of September. Put it in, it is going to be a huge day. QAL, no expenses spared. They've got dodgems, they've got the bungee trampolines, they've got mini jeeps, twisters, all the rides and jumping castles and all that sort of stuff for the whole family. But 55 years of Queensland Limited in our community, and, you know, they always give back. Our local industries just put so much back into our community. We're very lucky to have them. They not only employ people and keep our economy moving, but they give back to events like this as well.
Yeah, and mate, just briefly, Chris Trevor has taken a leave of absence, eh?
He has, and everyone loves Chris. Obviously, been on council a long time now, and Chris had a heart attack, and was near fatal heart attack, actually, and we nearly lost him, but he's asked for a leave of absence. Of course, that was granted at council on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll take a leave of absence until the 31st of October and hopefully back for the Melbourne Cup, which is our first council meeting on Tuesday, the first Tuesday in November. So hopefully Chris will be well enough to come back to that. But that is pending, obviously, medical advice and conversations with his family. So hopefully we're wishing Chris a speedy recovery, but certainly we've given him until the 31st of October to, you know, have a rest and talk to his doctors and hopefully get well, and hopefully we'll see him back in the chambers on the 1st of November.
Yeah, I know all the community, mate, would wish Chris and his whole family all the best with them. I'm sure he'll be back with guns blazing, mate, particularly on Melbourne Cup Day.
Oh, that's right. Well, when we were talking about when he's coming back, he said, "I'll come back for the first Tuesday." I said, "Well, you put that in your diary, you won't forget Melbourne Cup Day, and you better bring some tips with you too."
Yeah. All right, mate, thank you very much for catching up with us again this week, eh?
All right, thanks, mate.
Our man, Matt Burnett. on 4CC. Right on a quad tonight. Songs you can sing along to. Good morning.